Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as I share a message into His presence. And I'd like to be using as a text Exodus, the 40th chapter, verses 17 through 35. And what we have here in this reading in Exodus, the 40th chapter, is a type and a shadow, if you will, of that spiritual work that has been wrought for us by the Lord Jesus Christ. And some of you may be very familiar with this, but in a lot of places, a lot of the sermons, messages that are heard are really from the New Testament, but there's a great richness in the Old Testament. Yes, we are under a new covenant, but we can't really understand the new covenant unless we understand the foundations, the types that were established in the old, and vice versa. You just can't throw out one half of the Bible because, well, now we have a new covenant and all those teachings relating to Israel don't apply to us. Well, that's true. The law was imperfect. It was our schoolmaster. It showed us that mankind simply could not live by rules and regulations, but the Lord said prophetically, I believe it was through Jeremiah, I will put my law in their hearts. I will write it on their hearts, and this is the covenant that I will make with them in those days. So God has done a new thing, but there's great richness and prophetic fulfillment, as I had shared just the last several days, the importance of Jesus' ministry in that He based what He did, saying everything, His life, the works that He did, who He was a fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. And so we can learn much from Old Testament scriptures. And the writer of Hebrews, some believe that was probably the Apostle Paul, he speaks of the Old Testament scripture as the shadow of heavenly things, the pattern of things in the heavens, the figures of the true. And of course, when Moses spent 40 days and 40 nights in the mount with God, he was shown very specific instructions on how to establish this tent of his presence, if you will. And so many today don't take the time, or they feel it's irrelevant. They're just blind to the beautiful association of all of these things that pertain so wondrously to the glorious redemptive work of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was God's own working in which He was showing His people the good things to come. In Exodus, the 25th chapter, verse 8, it says that this tabernacle was to be a sanctuary for God. The Lord God said, "And let them make me a sanctuary that I might dwell among them." Now the pattern was shown to Moses, and then skilled workmen came together, each in their own giftings. The children of Israel brought of their substance, and they were obedient to fulfill the vision that God gave Moses, and it was erected a transportable tabernacle that they could carry as they wandered in the wilderness. And of course, that did exist until the time that the temple was built. Praise God. And that was given to David, wanted to do it, but it was in the time of Solomon. So God loved Israel. God loves His people today, beloved. He's redeemed them. He's redeemed us, at least those who will accept Jesus as their Messiah. And that is happening in an unprecedented measure in Israel. Praise God. We need to pray for Jerusalem and its peace, and that the Jewish people will begin to have their hearts open to receive the fact and the truth that Jesus has already come, and he is their Messiah. Praise God. Just as God did for Israel, those who would believe, he redeemed them, delivered them from Egyptian bondage, the Jewish people. So he has redeemed us and delivered us from the bondage of Egypt, if you will, which typifies the world. Now, after that deliverance, after that redemption, he desired a place for himself so that he could abide with his people. In verse 17, it says, notice the time of its setting up. In the first month, in the first day of the month, the tabernacle was to be reared up. Praise God. And in essence, for them, it was to be set up on what we would call New Year's Day. And how gloriously wonderful, powerful, and significant is this reality that the house of God was to be set up on what he determined to be their New Year's Day. It was a marvelous time of new beginnings for the people of God. They were going to be able to begin the new year with God abiding in their midst. What a glorious new start to have God begin the year with them. And beloved, he has done that for us, that if he abides with us, and he does, we will be victorious through the whole year. Even though the battles will come, we will be able to rise above the circumstances in faith and go on to victory. Note verse 18. Let me share that with you. And Moses reared up the tabernacle and fastened his sockets and set up the boards thereof and put in the bars thereof and reared up his pillars. And verse 19 says, and he spread abroad the tent over the tabernacle and put the covering of the tent above upon it as the Lord commanded Moses. Verse 20 says, he took and put the testimony into the ark and set the staves on the ark and put the mercy seat above upon the ark. He brought the ark into the tabernacle. He set up the veil of the covering and covered the ark of the testimony as the Lord commanded. Praise God. So there was a structure to the tabernacle. The parts thereof were simple, yet everything had to be made and set in order according to the pattern exactly shown to Moses on the mount. The sockets, which form the foundation, were of solid silver, made from the atonement money, if you will. That is referenced in Exodus, the 38th chapter, so that the golden boards actually stood upon that which represented redemption, the price of souls. Like that tabernacle in the wilderness, the church of Jesus Christ today has no other standing than that which has been paid as a ransom for souls. And what is that? Beloved, it is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ shed on Calvary's cross. Well, let's go on to see what he did. In verse 22, he put the table in the tent of the congregation upon the side of the tabernacle northward without the veil. Then he set the bread in order upon it before the Lord, as the Lord had commanded Moses. And he put the candlestick in the tent of the congregation over against the table on the side of the tabernacle southward. He lit the lamps before the Lord, as the Lord had commanded Moses. He put the golden altar in the tent of the congregation before the veil. He burned sweet incense thereon. All of these has significance, which we're going to look into, as the Lord commanded Moses. He set up the hanging at the door of the tabernacle. He put the altar of burnt offering by the door of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation and offered upon it the burnt offering and the meat offering as the Lord had commanded Moses. And then he set the laver, between the tent of the congregation and the altar and put the water there to wash withal. And Moses and Aaron and his sons, Aaron was the high priest, his sons were the priests. They washed their hands and their feet thereat. They had to do that, which signifies the washing of the word of God. When they went into the tent of the congregation, when they came near unto the altar, they washed as the Lord commanded Moses. And just a couple more verses, and he reared up the court round about the tabernacle. There were three sections to that. The altar set up the hanging of the court gate. And he finished the work. And then it says in verse 34, then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And that next verse says Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And of course, we know that that cloud, there was a pillar of cloud by day, and a pillar of fire by night. When that was taken up from over the tabernacle, that's when they made their journeys onward and move. But if it didn't move, if it stayed there, well, they stayed there until the Lord made the decision that they were to move. And there was fire on it by night inside of all the house of Israel throughout their journeys. They had the supernatural displayed to them that entire time they wandered in the wilderness. Praise God. Beloved, this was all visible demonstrations of the plan of salvation. And while they may not have fully understood all at that point in time, they were just being obedient to what the Lord said. We now see, and we're going to look a little closer tomorrow to see what all these elements were that bring forth the beautiful truth of what Jesus has done for us. Praise God, and I hope you'll be able to join me. But in the moments that remain, my heart, I'm deeply committed to see God's best in your life, and I pray and fast regularly as the Lord leads for my UCM partners, and I also pray every day for my radio family, even if you've never written. But there is power in agreeing prayer, and there are times that it is important that we agree together. You can pray all by yourself, but there is an importance in agreement, and sometimes there are certain things that you're really not able to share with other people, and know that when you write, your letters are confidential. No one else reads or answers the mail but myself. Praise God. And it's one of the joys of my ministry. It's a sacred trust and privilege that I have from the Lord that we can come together, the Lord, you, and myself, in the power of prayer and agreement, and see God move in answer to prayer. And surely the testimonies are wonderful to read of how he is moving in the lives of his people. The announcer give our contact information. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,